Bob.
Dance me up on the jukebox.
Jukebox.
Juke Jones. Got a jukebox.
We had Spike Jones on the bar.
All the jukebox music.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, it's an LP grab bag, including some brand new things, some very old things you maybe haven't heard in a dog's age, some rarities, some common stuff, but all of it with one common aspect. Spinning directly from the original LPs to your ears, plugged into whatever. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
Independent, that's how you view yourself now that you're 22. 22, if I could do it, I would stay young for you. We could live inside a place where we'd never have to face all the people who disgrace us and make us hide our face. Do not go quietly into the night.
has a haunting quality to the original on Broadway by The Drifters, which would become a huge hit for George Benson as a jazz stretch out. But there's the tight little Drifters pop record that helped to make them superstars in the early 60s. Brenda Holloway from about 50 years ago with a song that would become one of the very first really big hits for Blood, Sweat, and Tears, You Made Me So Very Happy, a Motown original. And 22, Sunflower Bean, In the Here and Now. Let's go back to the days when the Rolling Stones were that tender age of 22, performing live on British radio and collected on the new on-air set, Mona. Without Well, we slid from the 60s into the new wave 80s for a couple of tunes. Talk Talk, It's My Life, and Romeo Void's Never Say Never. And the Rolling Stones in 1964, a live radio appearance in the UK, and the Bo Diddley beat for Mona on the Vinyl Experience. For the love of a label, let's spend some time with Colossus Records. They didn't have a lot of hits. They didn't have a huge stable, but they had a few things that stuck. Going to start with one of the rarer, a guy, Marty Wilde, who assumes the alias of Shannon and talks about this Welsh place called Abergavenny.
Taking a trip up to Abergavenny, hoping the weather is fine. You should see a red dog running free. Well, you know he's mine. Ah, chasing the hills up to Abergavenny. I've got to get there and fast. If you can't go, then I promise to show you a photograph. Ah, passing the time with
to tell you that I adore you and always do. that you amaze me, believing me now, starting you. My Bellamy, I'm in love with you. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing. Let's all give my substitute a big cheer. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing, for the man after him waits here. For the man after him waits here. My Bellamy, you were a child of the sun and the sky and the deep blue sea. My Bellamy, après tous les beaux jours, je te dis merci, merci. You were the answer on all my questions before we're through. I want to tell you that I adore you, I always do. That you amaze me, believe in me now, I start anew. My Bellamy, I'm in love with you. My Bellamy,
what you call a hit record right there. Venus Shocking Blue on the Vinyl Experience. Of course, Bananarama would have a huge 80s hit with that one. Before it, the one that stands in its own space. No one has attempted to do their own version of Ma Belle Ami by the T-Set. And Shannon, ahead of that, also unchallenged in his sole claim to fame, Abergavenny. Here is a great live performance from a TV show, Live at the Hollywood Palace. This was a big deal in the 60s. There were celebrity hosts and all kinds of musical guests. Motown was the topic on the evening that Stevie Wonder and Diana Ross joined forces for one of the Supremes' biggest hits. Diana does the introduction.
Our next star used to be called Little Stevie Wonder. That was back in the days when he had the million-selling record Fingertips at the age of 12. Now he's Big Stevie Wonder because he's reached the ripe old age of 19. Before we go any further, let's say hello to this extremely talented young man. Stevelin?
Hello, Diana.
What's happening, baby?
Me?
Hey, Stevie, how do you feel about singing a song with an older woman?
Well, I tell you, Mrs. Robinson.
Okay.
You know what I'm gonna do?
What?
For you,
what?
Scooby-Doo,
what?
Wibbly,
what?
I'm gonna do all the things for you. Girl, once a man again. Okay. For you, I'll even do wrong for you. Oh, baby, every night, every day, I'm gonna say, oh, I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you, little dog girl, cause I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna make you love me. Oh, boy,
yes, I will.
Yes, I will. Make you love me.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mavis, Pops, the whole family, the Staples Singers. And if you're ready, come go with me. Stevie Wonder and Diana Ross ahead of that live on Hollywood Palace and the Supremes song, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. It's the Vinyl Experience with one that is a throwback to another time on two fronts. First of all, we're going to roll back the clock 50 plus years for The Electric Prunes. Yes, there was such a band. They had original material, some of it very progressive and ambitious, but they chose to cover a song from another era, something that would have been, gosh, maybe could it have been 50 years old when they made it 50 years ago? Well, pretty darn close. It's a song that was made famous by artists ranging from Al Jolson to Dean Martin. It's a tune written by the team of Harry Warren and Al Dubin, who cooked up many great songs for the Hollywood movies in the 1930s, especially those big splashy Warner Brothers musicals. The song is about 8:45 on the Vinyl Experience.
The stars are gonna twinkle and shine this evening about 8:45. My loving arms are gonna tenderly twine around you around 8:45. And I know that I won't be late, 'cause at 8:30 I'm gonna hurry there. I'll be waiting where the lane begins, waiting for you on needles and pins. And then the world is gonna be mine this evening about 8:45. I'm gonna hurry there. I'll be waiting where the lane begins, waiting for you on needles and pins. And then the world is gonna be mine this evening about 8:45. Ship
reasoning. He gave too much away. They used to find him in the morning, his head held in his hands, and he'd be crying about Lolita. He says no one's ever gonna understand. White men, the magic can go away. Some say the opium drove him crazy, the Beaujolais drove him insane. But there's an Indian girl named Lolita dancing down in Mexico in steaming rain. When you go out with a say, and I can't tell a lie, I was brought up that way. You see, these stories have no meaning except for what you can see of party girls and broken poets. They're not too different from you and me.
wild in the streets. Garland Jeffries, an artist who is a quote-unquote townie in the New York metropolitan area. Yeah, New York is his city, and he captures the grit of that time in the 70s and combines street smarts with a very elegant and refined sensibility. It's kind of hard to put your finger on exactly what Garland Jeffries does or what category of music he fits into. I guess it's that famous Duke Ellington category. Good music, bad music, take your choice. We choose good music from Garland and also singer-songwriter Elliot Murphy, also from the New York area, a guy who grew up in Long Island, currently resides in Paris. 1982 album Party Girls and Broken Poets, reissued after so many years as a deluxe vinyl package. Nice to be able to give it a fresh spin. Finally, on the vinyl experience, a jazz classic, Bill Evans, Paul Motion, Scott LaFaro, The Trio. Downstairs, again in New York City, at the Village Vanguard, on a June day in 1961 that would stand for all time, for all three men, but especially for the young bassist LaFaro, who would lose his life in a car crash just weeks later. Here's Rodgers and Hart's My Romance. Thank you. And that's The Vinyl Experience. Catch up with past shows in the PRN.FM archives. Follow The Vinyl Experience radio show fan page on Facebook and Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.